And now it's time for your financial destination with Roger Hamilton, with strategies to enhance or improve your retirement income.
Hello, I'm Roger Hamilton, and welcome to the Financial Destination Show. So for the next 15 minutes, we'll go over some strategies, ideas to help your current investments and help you enhance your present and future retirement income. Now, this is part two of our show. Last week, we had Sergeant Andrew Joyce from the RCMP Crimes Division come in and talk to us about anti-fraud. And so we've left him on. He's coming back on. So one of the ways to increase your wealth, to avoid losses, is to protect or safeguard your money from would-be scammers, the fraudsters, the professionals whose sole purpose is to set out their day to deliberately steal, swindle, take your money, and their goal to take from you and line their pockets with your savings. Greed and theft. It's a high-tech profession. And again, March is Fraud Awareness Month. Again, to educate our Seaside listeners, Sergeant Andrew Joyce, Financial Crimes Division, RCMP. Once again, good morning, and thank you for sticking around to do part two.
Good morning, Roger. Pleasure to be here.
There's a lot to go over, so we touched a bit on our last show about the financial crimes. It's a big, booming business. But I guess the biggest part is one thing. So we had we talked about the RCMP. I suppose we're told you guys aren't going to come to knock to my door if I don't pay CRA my taxes. Because that was a scam that was out a little while ago. CRA, it wasn't CRA. They would contact people. If you don't pay your taxes, the RCMP is coming to your door and are going to lock you up. I'm assuming that's not what you do.
Right. So Roger, you would get a call like that and immediately know that that's not something that the police do in this here country.
Not in this country.
However, you are not really the target that they are going after here. The target that they're going after here is somebody who may not be as familiar as you are with what government agencies and police services do in this here country. Like a target audience like new Canadians who may not be aware that, you know, the police aren't going to call you up and threaten you for payment.
Which might have been happening in their own country.
It very well could have. Yeah. Or they, for whatever reason, they had, you know, it's the fear of the unknown. And so they are the intended audience of the fraudster in this here case. Like something that looks so clear to you and I who've been born and raised in this here country, and have a lot of experience, know that it's just outlandish. But as again, like putting yourself in a situation of somebody else's experiences is what we do as police, and what the fraudsters are attempting to do and take advantage of that unknown part.
Now, do the fraudsters kind of know who they're targeting, or they're just going to send out 10,000 hits and we'll get one? Or are they looking for somebody in particular?
Right. In those cases that you alluded to, I mean, it sounds like a robocall. So they're just basically throwing something at a wall and seeing what will stick. So they mm-hmm. make 10,000 calls during the day, and all they need is one or two, and all of a sudden, you know, it's multiple thousands of dollars a day for them. That's pretty good. That's pretty good income if you are able to earn $1,000 or more a day. That's essentially what's going on there. So the key here is what's going on here is the threat. Like anyone that is a new Canadian that is listening, Canadian governments, Canadian businesses, Canadian police services do not threaten you over the phone to pay them. Or for your financial information. That once you hear a threat, you know you are being scammed. So my recommendation to you is cease the call, hang up. So hear a threat, cease the call.
Good to know. So that's going to, you're right. So newly Canadian people would maybe know that, and I guess seniors who could be vulnerable, believing, oh my gosh, if the police are calling me, it must be important. Usually, though, I don't think you guys take payment at the door, I'm told.
Yeah, right. The thing of it is if it's a phone call, if you have call display, you see, okay, a number came up and it looks like the police number, or it looks like the government agency number, like the CRA.
Yes.
It shows up in your call display as a number, but also what I want to talk to you about is do not trust your call display. There are many apps and programs out there right now that can show any phone number that the caller desires.
Well, that's a good point, because I will get calls knowing, you know, from Pennsylvania or Kentucky, and that's just coming from nobody. The next call I'll get will be a Halifax number, or what I think is Halifax or Dartmouth. So I'm almost on edge. I like to snap this guy. I want to give him a little remark. And all of a sudden, it is a real client. Hey, I heard you on the radio, and don't be so angry. Okay, sorry. The first three were, you know, upsetting. But the next call will be, it looks like a Halifax call. Once again, it's a scammer, and you have that pause on the phone, and, oh, here we go, a robot trying to call me, and I would like to keep him online and play with him, but I guess that's not the thing to do. Don't play with these people.
Once again, disconnect immediately.
All right. So how do these scammers, how do they seem to know people's names? I hear the ones that, I had to give what I thought was my nephew $5,000, or grandson. I thought he was in jail in Montreal or Truro or Toronto, and they didn't want to call his parents, so he called me, and I had to go down to the bank and get $1,000 or $5,000 bank draft and send it to what I thought was the police. Quite elaborate, but they seem to know, or seem to know, you know, this mother or grandmother's nephew's name, like the... They didn't try, but hey, it's Robert, and she might really have a Robert, and she's caught or thinking that really is Robert. How do they get that much information on somebody?
Right. We're in the age now of social media. There is so much information about each individual online through various social media platforms. So these here persons, it could be an organization where there's a group of them, where somebody is set up basically what they call to mine the data, to go through these here social media platforms and get that information. They get a phone number, they get some names, they get, you know, the relationships.
They get your birth date, because people advertise, hey, today's my 57th or mom's 87th birthday, and they probably see that. Ah, there's an 87-year-old.
Exactly. So they're able to connect all those dots, you know, that may not be obvious, but once if they're in the business of mining that data, they're able to figure it out, you know, quite quickly. So they make it this here call and have the panic button pressed there, where you're feeling a whole bunch of urgency. So that's another red flag, or what we call in the police a red flag to fraud, is creating this here urgency. Like, so if you're receiving this here call from this person, you're unknown, unsolicited, and it's urgent, disconnect. You know, if you're receiving this here call from somebody that is saying that they're your grandchild, and they're making it very, very urgent, and making you feel like you have to act yesterday, then back up a little bit, take a pause like you would with everything else, and say, okay, what's going on here? Why is this here so urgent? And go out and try to verify it. Like call the person back at the number that you know of them. Or his parent, that kind of thing.
Even though they try to say, oh, don't tell Dad, because he'll be upset, so just send me money, Grandma. No, I think I'll call back the parents or call you back in a minute. So take a moment, pause it, and call back that person, not the person that just called you. I mean, call back the number you have for your grandson or whatever, if you can.
Take the time back to your favor rather than to the caller's favor.
Don't be under pressure. So I assume these scammers, I mean, they seem to know your relatives. Where do the scammers come from? Are they local, calling from Lower Sackville or calling from Lower China?
Once again, Roger, these callers could be calling from anywhere. They could be calling from Lower Sackville, but it's been our experience for the main part that they are calling from outside of this country.
I mean, you can tell some of the emails that you get are, you know, not very good English. Not that I spell everything correctly, but I kind of know this is not your language. And we all get those letters, and you know this is just junk. But some people don't, they want to believe, I guess, that this is not junk, that I did win something in the lotto, or this is really coming from CRA. It was quite a convincing letter when you see a CRA stamp or an email with an RCMP logo stamped on it. And I've had those in the past. This is RCMP, and we're blocking your computer, we're doing this and that, and you got to pay us in Bitcoin. Well, that's not quite exactly, you kind of lost me there now. I don't think that one's going to work. Some of them are pretty convincing how they look.
They really are. Some of them, as you mentioned, do have typos and do have, maybe what we call poor English. Mm-hmm. But we are finding they're getting better and better. The English is improving. The professionalism in the email is improving. But again, keep to the principles of, if somebody is asking you to pay them in Bitcoin or gift cards, and they're a government, well, anybody that's asking you to pay them in that kind of that medium is basically attempting to defraud you. So
at this point, the RCP are not accepting Bitcoin and gift cards. So if you guys ask me that, I know it's not from you, right?
Well, I don't know of one singular legitimate business that will only accept cryptocurrency like a Bitcoin or gift cards.
Good to know.
That's a red flag. Anytime anybody asks you to send them money or send them cryptocurrency like a Bitcoin or a gift card, you are being defrauded.
My daughter doesn't even ask me for money, so I don't give to anyone else. So she knows better. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more from Sergeant Joyce in just a moment.
On the Financial Destination Show, we want you to become more educated, knowledgeable, and comfortable with your investments. Check your results over the past 5 years. Do you feel they should have done better? What would you change to improve performance over the next 5 years? Tune in every Thursday morning at 9:15 to hear more on how to improve your retirement income.
And we're back with Sergeant Andrew Joyce, RCMP Financial Crimes Division. Financial crime, money laundering, fraud, expanding booming business. I guess it's pretty close here in Nova Scotia. So a few minutes to go, Sergeant Joyce, I'll let you summarize. What are things people should look out for and try to avoid? And then what are red flags? And how do we stop these calls? Is there a way, like, stop calling me. I know you're fraud. You're annoying me. The emails. How can we stop it and not engage with it? And I guess let you summarize what to look for and what to do.
Well, a lot to unpack there, Roger. Basically, like for your phone calls, there is a do not call listing that one can register for. So one can Google that do not call list in Canada and get that number. Your emails, that's another matter. That's a bit of a cat and mouse game. You can, you know, get different securities on your computer and phone. But essentially, as directly to the frauds, what I'd like to highlight again or summarize is there what we call our red flags. There's not too many, but understand basically these four or five things that I offer. Is that if somebody is asking you to pay them in a cryptocurrency like Bitcoin via gift card, they are trying to scam you. That is a red flag. If somebody is contacting you and making things urgent, you know, pressuring you, step back. You know, bring in another person, whether it be a bank teller or a family member. Step back. That urgency, quell that urgency. Put time in your favor. Another thing is unsolicited unknown. If you get an unknown caller from an unknown person and you didn't solicit it, or an email or a text message, don't respond to it. The other thing is the threats. If you have a business in Canada that is threatening you, or a government agency or police agency that is threatening you, you are being scammed. That does not happen in this here country.
Won't come to my door looking for money for Bitcoin from CRA.
Essentially, those are those four things. Yeah. The last and final thing that I would like to talk about really quickly is what we call romance scams. If anyone is in a relationship that they never met the person, and this person is asking them for money or their banking information that they can drop money into and have them forward on, you are being scammed. Simple as that.
That must be common these days with all the match.com sites and COVID and meet me later. I'll give me some money. We'll meet up.
Yeah, it's very common. Like the loneliness emotion is you know, especially especially in the seniors, they're susceptible to that. So you know, are open to relationships from unknown sources and unsolicited. They receive these communications. So be aware that if anybody is asking you that you've never met is asking you for money of any kind or to use your banking services, you are being scammed, or you are assisting them in scamming somebody else.
Well, it's almost like investing itself. Eliminate two emotions, fear and greed. Don't be afraid. And you're right. Back away. It doesn't sound right. It's not right. And hey, don't give anybody any money, not even your kids. Maybe some, a little bit, if they ask nicely. That's just my own thought. That's why they don't get anything from me. All right. I want to thank you, Sergeant Joyce, RCMP Financial Crimes Division, and we thank you, the listeners, for tuning in today. Again, hopefully you've learned something, something you can use to enhance, retain your investments for your own safety. And this show will be on my website in a few weeks. You can visit yourfinancialdestination.ca or call 902-499-5879. This is Roger Hamilton. Until next time, stay safe and stay invested.